Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. Heard that Apple is getting rid of the Lightning headphone jack thing. Not going to be using it anymore. They're moving all their phones to USB-C. So at least Apple going in the right direction of making it easy for everyone.
The beautiful thing about Apple is they can do whatever they want to do.
They can, but...
we'll just follow along.
The world doesn't want to.
We trust them.
The world doesn't want to follow
us
along.
Us Apple folks trust them.
That's your problem,
not my problem. That's why you guys' stuff get hacked all
That's
the time.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember all those celebrities getting hacked, and it was definitely an iPhone iCloud.
Nope. Don't know what you're talking about.
All right. This is Gwynn and Chris. I am Matt Scraby. Chris Ello is going to be joining us around 4 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Hopefully.
Here. Yeah, hopefully. He's on a bus with the Aztecs women's basketball team. They are headed out to Riverside to play California Baptist tomorrow, so he's going to try to check in as soon as he can. In the break, I had to get the TVs situated, and I do something that I don't like to do, but because it reminds me of my dad, Tony, like I'm doing something that my dad does, and I'm becoming that guy. But as I was getting the TVs, you know, when you change the channel in here, it sometimes changes both TVs at the same time.
Yeah, for those who have DirecTV, if you got two boxes close to each other, the remote can control both. And, you know, I just tried to tell Scraby to kind of block the sensor that's at the top of the remote. That way, let me grab it. It's not changing the other TV. But he had this complicated way he liked to do things.
Yes.
And so I let him do it. And he got it done. It just took way longer than it would have taken.
And that, I'm calling myself out because that stubbornness is something that my dad does.
I think everybody who listens to our show by now knows that this is not news to them.
Just me grumbling, I got this one. And then all the TVs are changed to different channels and I can't get them back. And
you're a stubborn guy.
I am a stubborn guy. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. We got some Daily Gambit we're going to talk about here shortly. Later in this hour, Tony, I don't know if you heard, but the Rays are in big trouble with their stadium. I was listening to Annie and Elston, and they were talking about it so much that I needed to go and see what's going on, and it's not good for the Rays. It's not.
Ooh.
We'll talk about it later, but the city has halted bonds that were going to help pay for the stadium.
It's not helpful for them in terms of what? 2026?
2026, 2027. They're thinking not even, maybe 2028 now.
Well, they got bigger fish to fry. They got to figure out how this whole Yankee spring training facility is going to work out for the 24-5 season that they're coming up on. Huh. Remember, they won't have their...
No.
Their normal digs.
Tropicana.
Yeah, Tropicana's was shredded by the hurricane. So
quite honestly, you were one of the last teams to play in the Trop.
We were.
I don't know when you guys ended up heading there.
It was pretty late. It was like
August, September.
I think it was the last East Coast road trip. So I think it was like 2 weeks of the season left. After that.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that a little bit later. And then at the end of the hour, we'll tell you about how many people watched Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
I know it's an absurd amount.
It is an absurd number. It's really an absurd number.
Also, 4 o'clock rolls around. We will have the college football ranking. So maybe we'll see some jumbling in that with some of the teams losing this weekend.
That's true.
So you got Manager of the Year. As a matter of fact, they're doing the American League three-shot.
I'm so dumb. I'm like, where's
right
Mike Schilt?
Yeah, no.
It's the American League.
He's on the other side, buddy. So we are getting close to that news as well.
I think
What's
we'll get ours 3:30 to 4.
What's your expectation?
Brewers, Pat Murphy.
Yeah.
What about you?
I hope we're wrong, but I kind of have the same feeling.
It's 2 days in a row that the Padres are going to lose out on an award.
Yeah.
Although this one doesn't feel as bad just because it's not, in our mind, as much of a slam dunk for Mike Schilt as it was for Jackson Merrill. And by the way, on the Scraby Show, I am going to break down a comparison of Jackson Merrill playing 96% of his games this season and Paul Skeens doing 70%. Here's an example, Tony.
All right.
If Michael Jordan only won 70% of his championships, he would have 4 instead of 6. And that is a much different thing. That is much different. We're not talking about Michael Jordan, the GOAT, if he only won 4.
The hard-hitting stuff
Paul
of Matthew
Skeens,
Scraby, ladies
only
and
70%
gentlemen.
of his starts were made. You know, I used 33 as the number. He made 23. So I got a bunch of those things. Mm. Can't wait.
This is why Pirates fans are coming at you. So
Pirates fans are
they're on
insane.
Your head right now. Yeah, no, they're coming at you.
They're almost as fired up as Swifties get.
You're messing with their prince, man. What's going on?
What are the Skeens fans called? Like Skeeners?
I don't know that they have a name.
I did see Livy Dunn put up an Instagram post of Paul Skeens, which was really funny.
I heard that shot of her clapping and his facial is going to be a meme for like the next 25 years.
Yeah, because it was like he just won the award and he's just sitting there staring.
She's far more excited than he was looking at that picture.
And so she put up a picture of like a bunch of boxes that says Paul Skeens happy, Paul Skeens angry, Paul Skeens sad. And it's just like the same guy every single time.
That's pretty good.
All right,
let's get some Daily Gambit, brother.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I want a first update with our Survivor pool that has been going on all NFL season.
How many teams we got left?
Still got four.
Wow.
All four got their picks right. Let me get those picks because it's always fun for me to see who they had left. Because, like, some of these teams that they had left, they didn't pick. And I'm surprised because they're a good team, but it works out for them now. The four teams that are still left, two of them picked the Dolphins over the Raiders. One of them picked the Lions over the Jags. And then one of them was sweating it because it was Packers over Bears.
Ooh.
And so
I was hoping that person lost because that would have then meant I got my upset pick over Chris.
That's true. No, it was a blocked kick that ended the Bears' dreams on that day.
Only so. On a Bears team would a blocked kick come right up the middle like that.
So we have an actual belt that is going to be given away. Like a championship belt for the winner of this, but it is still going. I have no idea what happens if they tie. Like, do they go into the playoffs? Like, if no one is eliminated, or if there's not just
I don't know. Did you make the rules up for this?
Yeah, but I didn't think anyone would tie. It's ridiculous.
There's a lot of games left, bro.
There is. We're only going into week 12, so. All right. Last night, Texans were 7-point favorites over the Cowboys. Chris was the only Cowboy chooser here, and he got way wrong. It was 34-10. Texans Cowboys over under 41.5 points total. Chris went over. It worked for him on this one. We went under. They combined for 44 points. Who had more receiving yards, Nico Collins or CeeDee Lamb? This is a very, very different result if his 77-yard touchdown that he caught on like one of the first plays of the game wasn't called back due to holding. But CeeDee Lamb actually ended up with 93 yards. We all chose Nico Collins. Nico Collins 54 on that one. And then Joe Mixon, he was on fire last night.
Didn't you need him to go on fire? Was that you who needed
no,
him? Or was that Chris?
That was Chris, I believe.
Yeah.
But he did. I mean, he was really good last night. And the bet was over under 107.5 rushing and receiving yards. He had 109 rushing, 44 receiving for 153. So Chris and I were right on that one. We get to Gonzaga and the Aztecs. Gonzaga 11-point favorites in the game. We chose the Aztecs, and Gonzaga won by 13. So we did not win that one.
Man, the betting started off great for me. 2-0.
Yeah.
And I haven't won one since.
The Heat were 3-point favorites over the Sixers. Chris and I chose the Heat. Tony chose Philly. And the Heat won, but a big 106-89.
They got their butts beat so bad.
The Phillies or the Sixers?
The Sixers, that they spent an hour and a half after the game having a players' meeting after game 12.
We all know what players' meetings are all about. It's
and
about pointing the fingers.
There was a bunch of people called out. We'll get into it in the Big Five.
Yes, there is a lot of people called out for, in my opinion, a rightful call out. We'll talk about it, though. Tony's giving me the look like maybe he doesn't agree. So we'll talk about that.
I have to wait and see if I agree.
Last bet we made yesterday, who scored more goals in their game, the Sharks or the Ducks? Chris and I chose the Sharks. Tony chose the Ducks. Sharks had 5. Ducks had 4.
Of course they did.
So you definitely didn't come down the stretch looking good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight bets lost.
That's what we call a bad night. I don't really have many bets tonight. There's not really that much going on, but
of course there is. There's Maction.
We got Maction. The Miami Redhawks -2 over the Northern Illinois Huskies. I guess I'll go first. The Redhawks have been good to me. I will go with them.
Give me the Redhawks as well.
You want the Redhawks.
There's an NBA Cup day as well.
Oh, it's today.
Yes, Tuesdays and Fridays.
What happened
friend?
On the Friday edition?
The Lakers got that victory.
They love the cup.
They're really good at the cup. I'm telling you.
So who knew?
The motivation I'm enjoying, and I think Chris would be on board with this. The Lakers wore their road uniforms on the road.
Oh.
How about that?
That is interesting because it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen ever in today's NBA.
Is that the secret?
I don't know. Hopefully they continue to do it. I've seen them wear the purple on the road more than I saw them at any point last year, and we're in the early part of the season.
They don't wear the purple often, do they?
They weren't. They've been wearing like white on the road. They wear the yellow on the road. They also wear yellow at home. So I don't know.
I like the purple.
I do too.
Purple with the yellow numbers and stuff.
Yes.
I know. Is it purple with yellow or is it purple with white
nowadays?
I don't think it really matters.
You're
a uniform guy.
I don't think it really matters.
All right. Yeah, I don't see anything else.
I just gave you one. The Lakers are playing tonight.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to make a bet on
you
it.
You need some Daily Gambit bets,
buddy. All right, let's go to the Lakers and the Jazz in the Cup. Lakers -11, Tony.
Who are they playing?
Jazz.
Oh, yeah, we count it. Book it.
You know, I might have to go with the Lakers because they only get up
good.
For the Cup.
9-4 right now, baby. J.J. Redick pushing all the right buttons.
When's he going to start annoying guys when they start losing a few in a row?
Listen, I don't care if he annoys guys. As long as he keeps calling people out that need to be called out, I'm all for it. I like accountability from my head coach.
Yeah.
JJ seemingly is requiring accountability.
He's doing what a young guy head coach needs to do, which is come in and say, I'm not your friend.
D'Angelo Russell was taking bad shots and not giving the right kind of effort on defense, guess what? You're going to come be the sixth man for me.
He's
now
on the bench.
Yes, he is. I like that kind
wow
of stuff.
Wow. Well, what about when JJ tries to coach up LeBron, he just kind of walks away?
Here's my deal. LeBron is 40 years old.
He's his own thing.
He should not be leading the way in anything at this point. But he is.
That's true.
So, you know, I think at 40, if you are the best in shape, the best player, I think that gives you a little leeway. Not to say that he takes it, because I don't know if he does or not, but he certainly deserves it. And
yeah,
it's kind of hard to look at him as your teammate like, man, you ain't putting in enough effort. Man, you ain't doing enough. Come on, you really look at yourself in the mirror if you're asking him that at this point.
That's very true. I mean, the guy is outrunning everybody on the court, outworking everybody on the court.
Do you need another bet? You need another bet?
Sure, if you want one.
Well, unfortunately, my computer is working really slow right now, so
okay,
I can't get to any ESPN right. Oh, here we go.
ESPN bet is all over the place. Chris usually does the bets for us. I passed that duty off to him last year.
Clearly. Because you are not helpful right now. How about a Dallas-New Orleans matchup?
Oh,
NBA.
Can't wait.
Cup day, baby.
Can't wait. What we got?
I don't know. Dallas is favored 12.5. Dallas is favored 12.5, yes.
Who are they playing?
New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, that's right. You already said that. No Zion.
We can do over under 221.5. We can do 12.5.
We'll do the 12.5.
12.5.
What do you think?
Give me New Orleans to cover.
New Orleans. Zion is on the bench. I will go. I don't know. Luka's been struggling. I'm going to go Pelicans.
All right. How about here? This one? This is probably the marquee matchup of the NBA Cup right now. Cleveland 15-0 versus the Celtics 11-3.
Ooh.
Let's see what the
Point total.
Want to do point total? Oh, giving me tickets right now. Give me a second. Giving me tickets again. Right, here we go. Nope, nope. Sorry. Give me a second. It's coming.
No, he's got it. He's got it.
Here we go. All right. C's favorite. What do you want to do?
The over total points.
235.5.
So that's
about 118
or 119, 117 is over.
That would be over.
And these teams,
they get it up there. You're going over?
Yep.
I'm going to go under.
Under?
Yeah.
All right, I think that's good.
All right, take us a break.
When we get back, we're going to dive into this Rays situation. It's really, honestly, not good for them. And we'll give you all the facts on what's going on with their stadium situation. We'll talk more about the Rookie of the Year as the show goes along. And Chris will be joining us, hopefully, in the 4 o'clock hour after he arrives in Riverside. So stick with us here. We'll be back shortly on 97.3 The Fan.
On the clock, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Cello will be with here at 4 o'clock. But Matt Scravey's here. Just me and him rocking it out till 6 o'clock. As I said, Chris Cello hopefully will join us in about 38 minutes. And we'll get to hear his lovely tones.
I'm lovely?
Yeah. Okay. Is that your problem with that? You don't consider Chris's voice?
I don't consider his voice lovely or anything.
He would hate me if I did that.
He would definitely hate you if you had done that right now. There is some Padre news.
Yes, they have
added to their 40-man roster. You know, it's around that time where... Yes.
Haven't heard that in a while.
It's around that time of year where organizations have to, what they call, protect some of their prospects, meaning you put them on the 40-man roster or they go into what they call the Rule 5 draft, where teams can plunk teams for a cheap price, players for a cheap price. And depending on if they are big league waivers, AAA waivers, big league waivers, that said player then has to make it through the entire what would be 2025 season on the big league roster.
Well, Stephen Kolek was a Rule 5 guy last year. Because when everybody kept asking, why don't they just send him down? They can't send him down.
And
I learned that last year, too.
They would have to send him back to where he came from.
I don't know where he came from. But yeah, they would have to send him to that team.
Right. So if a guy is worth it, they will find a way to keep him in the big leagues. I mean, Kolek, really, from... I would say the second half on, maybe just after.
He was hurt.
And so he ended up on the big league roster throughout the whole season. He is the Padres to keep now. I remember I played with a guy maybe with 2006, Rique Cruz. Might have even been 2006. He was there. Might have been before I even got to big leagues. It was like 2004. But they kept him on the big league roster all year. He wasn't ready.
Uh-oh.
But
I was just about to
ask. They believed in him, his growth. And so they basically kept a 25. At the time, it was only 25-man roster. They kept a spot for him all year, despite him not playing at all. And
that's crazy.
That's, you know.
Did it work out?
Brewers were in. No, it didn't.
I was going to say.
He went to AA, and I don't know that he ever it got beyond that after that year, so.
Yeah, I mean that just shows how much an organization loves you if they're going to put you on the 40-man roster.
It also shows you how much of a dice roll it is, as well, because you just don't know ultimately what you get. But for the Padres, they add three young men on their 40-man roster. Their roster number is now at 37, so three spots available. But Omar Cruz, who is, according to MLB Pipeline, the 7th best prospect in San Diego's organization, he's been added to the 40-man. Ryan Burgett, he's been added to
the 40-man roster.
Omar Cruz is 24th. Burgett is 25th, and Henry Baez is 7th on that. All three of those young men were added to the 40-man roster.
All three pitchers, too.
And so, you know, from a minor league perspective, this is the first time that you get a chance to make some money. You get pulled on that 50-man or the 40-man roster. It's a nice little pay raise. Don't think in the realm of major league players. Think in the realm.
So they're getting Juan Soto type money?
No, not even close. there'd be guys pretty content staying in the minor leagues if there was that kind of money there for sure.
Seriously.
Yeah. So there's that. All right. You had a story of the Tampa Rays and their new city. So just to kind of clarify, their stadium they're in currently was shredded in the hurricane that recently went through there. They weren't going to be able to play in that stadium for the 2025 upcoming season. They had come to an agreement somehow to play in the Yankees Steinbrenner Field spring training facility for the Yankees. That's where they'll play their home games in 2025. This story, however, is about the new stadium that was supposed to start being built here shortly.
It was supposed to be built shortly, but it's not anymore because the Pinellas County Commissioners actually said that they're halting the bonds on the project. I know this is a lot
politics
of words that I don't really
at its
care
finest
about.
Right here.
But basically, they're putting off the money that they were going to raise to help pay for this new stadium. Is not going to happen right now. But the Rays team themselves said that, failure to finalize the bonds last month ended the ability for a 2028 delivery of the ballpark. And what's even worse for the Rays is that in 2029, a ballpark would be more costly, which the Rays cannot afford to finance alone. Now, the Rays have put $50 million into this to bring this project to this point. And it's looking like that's going to just basically be thrown in the garbage because of all this. There's just a major problem. They don't have the money. They don't know where to build it. They don't know if they build it, will the fans come? Are they going to move the Rays to a different city for a few years? I have no idea what they're going to do, but this is a very bad situation.
This sounds like a team moving, is what it sounds like.
This is a perfect storm.
Bad relationships.
No pun intended, really.
No pun intended. This is how bad relationship between team and city start,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Team trying to do the right thing. They put $50 million down. For whatever reason, the bonds aren't going to be given. And so, therefore, this $50 million looks like it may very well run out, or excuse me, just be, as you said, be burnt up, basically.
Yeah, I mean, we're in 2024. They're looking at a 2029 opening of this park. If they do that, that's 5 years from now. Where are they going to play for the next 5 years? They're not going to play at Steinbrenner Field for five seasons. I don't know how much the Rays are making on attendance to begin with.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is not an organization. I mean, just based on how they do their roster every year, this is not an organization that, you know, is swimming in, you know, money.
And then there's like,
I was trying to be financial. Colorful there. And I couldn't remember the cartoon where the ducks are swimming in like the gold. What was that? Scrooge McDuck.
I love when he used to dive into his gold coins. That, man, looking back on it, would have really hurt to dive into gold coins.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Yeah, the Rays aren't diving into their gold coins somewhere.
They don't have gold coins. If they dive into them, they're going to hit the floor. It just, like you said, it sounds like a team's moving, but where do they move? I mean, do they go to Oakland? I heard Andy Nelson saying that would be great for them to go to Oakland so that when the A's fail in Sacramento and they can't get, they have nowhere else to go because there's already a team in Oakland.
Yeah, then that puts that throws a wrench into the realignment that I know Major League Baseball wants desperately.
Build a stadium for the Major League Baseball.
That's not how it works, buddy.
I know it's not how it works, but why don't they put money behind a stadium? I don't understand why the NFL doesn't do this.
Why does the NFL? Why does MLB?
Because then
have
they can end
it?
Up making more money in the end, which is what they want. Because then they can have events there. All the money goes towards MLB.
You should afford. Now, this circumstance is different. It's not as though the owner is not trying to do what he's supposed to do here. However, once his $50 million gets burned up, I have a feeling he's going to feel a way about
it. I think it's already burned up. They've spent $50 million just to get to this point, which isn't a small figure or anything. Those are all like the environmental impact stuff, discussions. But it just sounds like the city and the team aren't on good terms anyway because they weren't happy with them going to Steinbrenner Field because it's in a different county. If they were able to play in the same county, then they would be able to get taxes. I don't know. It's just a bunch of malarkey.
We just got a message from Chris.
Oh, what did he say? Let's read it live on the air.
It says, we won't be on time, which is why I kept saying hopefully. Sorry to say, traffic bumper to bumper heading past Temecula. Ugh. Keep you guys posted.
You know what? The smiley blushy emoji is not good enough for me.
It really doesn't fit this text.
No, it doesn't.
It's Chris's favorite emoji.
Why didn't Chris just drive himself? He should have.
Why would he do that?
Because he had a show to do instead of sitting on a bus.
I mean, he also has a job to do.
Yeah, it's in this room.
No, it's not.
It's in this room.
It's actually calling a basketball game today.
Tomorrow. He's just doing a travel day. He could have driven him before the show.
Dude, that means he's got to pay for his own expenses at that point. That doesn't make any sense. It's a job.
Give it back to the school. Be like, hey.
Give it back to the school?
Yeah. I need you to pay my gas money.
Yeah, okay. You know, I don't know if you know how that kind of stuff works. It doesn't actually come around quickly.
Oh, I know. I know. Remember how many times I've paid for parking here, and they've gotten better, but it takes like 3 or 4 months.
It takes a little bit of time.
I had a company that I first worked for out of college that used to use our credit cards, and I caught on to this. They would tell us to expense it, but then they would take forever to pay me back. So they used our credit cards as a line of credit, and they would not have to pay interest fees. So finally, when someone brought it to my attention, that's what they were doing.
So you didn't even figure this on yourself. Somebody had to tell
you. No, of course. I'm not a finance guy. But then I realized, oh, I am giving them small loans that they don't have to pay back, but I'm paying interest on those loans. So when I went...
Start charging them interest?
Oh, well, I went to confront them about this. Oh, all of a sudden, I don't need to use my credit card anymore.
What, they gave you
a company card. I was like, oh, okay, so what about all the interest on the stuff? And you know what they did?
Let
me send it to the lawyer. I did not like this company.
This was at your previous job.
This is the first job I ever had out of college, and I was just excited to be there. And they were very...
They took advantage of that.
Took advantage of a lot of people there. Uh-huh. I really want to say the name, but
I'm not going to. All right, let's get to break. On the other side, we got a big five?
No, we have our 30 mile zone where we're going to talk about Tyrese Maxey calling out Joel Embiid for something that I think is a worthy cause.
You've been waiting for this all
ever
day
since I saw
long.
It.
Let's get to break. 30 mile on the other side. More Gwen and Chris. 3:39 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scrape. Chris Ella will not be joining us. Bumper to bumper traffic as he and the Lady Aztecs slide through Temecula.
But blushy face emoji. Everything's
Scraby's
all good.
Scraby's feeling some type of way, as per usual.
Well, I just told him yesterday, I don't think you're probably going to make it there by 4. Nope, we're making it there by 4.
What is wrong with hoping that you can make it on time?
Because you have to be realistic. Has he ever waited in 15 North traffic in his life before? I'm sure he has.
Maybe
he has no idea. I'm so angry.
Maybe he forgot what traffic would be like at that time.
It's not that old.
Listen, man, I'm just saying, I don't know that you need to be this upset.
I probably don't.
I think he wanted to be on the show. Unfortunately, the bus did not get him there on time.
Next time he's going to have to drive himself. We're going to have a little talk.
It's ridiculous.
We're going to have a little talk.
We got a 30-mile coming your way before we get to that. I assume you don't have traffic ready by
no,
the
No, traffic's ready.
Oh, okay. Traffic.
All right. Well, this is great. I cannot find my 30-mile zone stuff anywhere.
Did you actually do it?
Did I? You know, the open?
Oh,
yeah, we have an
open.
Yeah. I don't know where it is. It's always on the board, but now it's not there. I don't know if I saved over it on accident or if it's just not there anymore. But
what would Chris Ello say right now?
Oh, well, Scraby was doing his job. We wouldn't be sitting here talking about this right now.
It's pretty good, right? Yeah, that's pretty much what he would say.
I don't know about the actual voice, but certainly he would have said something along those lines.
I found it.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30 Mile Zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine. In Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options, visit spirocuisine.com. I want to start with the Netflix stuff that we were talking about, because if you didn't hear, Friday night, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fought. It was a huge deal for Netflix. They had 108 million viewers tuning in for this, Tony.
That's crazy.
They had a big problem with the buffering and things of that nature. There was a lot of disturbances on the stream. Now, we were talking before the show, and I don't know that the NFL is going to draw 108 million. That's crazy. 108 million is a lot. I guess that's a worldwide number, but they're going to have to make sure they have zero issues during the NFL game.
I can tell you, as upset as people were about Mike Tyson and almost called him Paul George. what's his first name?
Jake.
Jake Paul?
Yes.
It'll be on steroids.
Yeah.
If it's an NFL game and it is glitching like that, people are going to lose their mind.
I guess this broadcast has become the most streamed sporting event ever, with 65 million global concurrent streams, meaning people are all watching at the same time, with 35 million coming from here in the U.S. of A.
You think that's going to be broken for a Christmas football game?
No. I don't think 100... That's a worldwide number.
I thought you said 60 million at one time.
Yeah, I don't think they get to 65 million people watching at the same time. That's a lot of people.
You think Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are going to bring more eyeballs than a football game?
I get, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
They've never
maybe
had...
Maybe I'm not, like, understanding the significance
is
of
a
60
lot.
Million
Let me see.
At one time and 108 million. I'm just not grasping the significance of that.
Like, the Super Bowl, I just quickly Googled, has surpassed 100 million viewers. That's what we're talking about, 100 million. They had 108. In 2024, they had 123 for the
Super Bowl.
Big as the
Super Bowl.
So that is wild. I don't know how many times people are going to tune in to watch old Mike Tyson fight.
That's
Jake
what I'm
Paul.
Saying. That's crazy. Do we remember what the Christmas games are?
The Christmas game.
For Netflix?
I'm not going to.
Yeah, don't guess.
I remember a couple years ago, Alvin Kamara wore Grinch shoes and had like six touchdowns.
That's right.
I know Beyonce is going to be performing at halftime.
At Christmas?
At Christmas. I'm still looking. Chiefs versus Steelers and Ravens versus Texans.
Chiefs versus Steelers is setting up right now to be a doozy. And who was the other one? Texans and who?
The Texans and the Ravens.
Huh.
I know this isn't the segment for it, but CJ Stroud ain't it.
Oh, come on, bro.
CJ Stroud.
It's not even a bad season. He's just not as good as he was last year, which was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal. That's the problem.
Do you have CJ on your team?
No. You do.
I do.
But yeah, so they're going to have to figure back to the Netflix. Yeah. They're going to have to figure
the glitching part is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
People don't like glitching.
Eric says, I think I got lucky because I got no glitches. No glitches here. Maybe it was just different parts of the world.
I had a few. Then that was before, it was right as Mike was starting to walk into the ring and started having hiccups.
Oh, well, that's the worst time
right,
for
exactly.
Well, I guess everybody was tuning in.
I didn't even think of it in terms of, man, there's too many people watching. I thought my internet was tripping, as usual. I was, like, resetting that.
Now, that glitching, Netflix is being sued in a class action lawsuit. A man named Ronald Blue Denton filed the lawsuit in Florida yesterday, just 3 days after he and thousands of others struggled.
What's he claiming?
He is claiming that they were faced with legendary problems, including no access to the event, streaming glitches, and buffering issues. He is basically saying, hey, you promised us an event. Some of us may have signed up for this event. You did not deliver on this event.
So he's suing for that?
I guess so. I mean, I guess, you know, you could sue for anything.
Yeah, I hope he gets this thrown out of the court.
Really?
Yes.
He's asking for unspecified damages, and the official suit is breach of contract.
That's terrible.
I think this is so stupid, but I love it at the same time. All right, let's get to Tyrese Maxey calling out Joel Embiid in the 76ers meeting. So Tony said it earlier. 76ers lost. I believe they're 2-11 on the season right now. So things are not going well. Joel Embiid has not really played much of, you know, any games this year. Well, they had the team meeting. Kyle Lowry actually called for the team meeting. He's a big-time veteran. He knows what he's doing. And I guess during this team meeting, one of the players, Tyrese Maxey, who plays almost every game, challenged Embiid to be on time to team activities, calling out the center about being late for everything, quote-unquote, and how it impacts the locker room from other players of the coaching staff. I'm going to say this.
Go ahead, Scrammy. You're salivating right now.
He is absolutely 100% correct. There's one thing that I think is the most disrespectful thing to people, and that's when you don't respect their time. If people are waiting on you, that's a problem. And it does affect people. When I'm waiting for you guys to show up every day, I'm like, are they going to show up? And so I get a little stressed out.
Stop lying to the people, first
but
of all.
No, but seriously, I do think this is a problem. You cannot be late to things.
I agree with you on this. I told you, I'm all for accountability. And it's not as though it's coming from a person that is, like, always having something to say. I mean, I don't know if I've heard Maxey say anything in interviews. I think he had a couple funny moments in the playoffs a few years ago, but relatively a quiet dude. And the mere fact that him and Joel Embiid are pretty tight.
Yeah, they are. They're friends.
He was
friends.
The one that called him out, and he didn't do it in a hotel room, one-on-one. He did this in front of his team. And I
coaches.
Think what, and by the way, some of the coaches were called out. Nick Nurse was asked to coach harder. Nick Nurse, in return, asked that they practice with more detail, with a little more pace. So it didn't. This wasn't a players-only meeting. The coaches were involved. I'm all for it. I'm here for it. I like teams holding each other accountable. Now, the trick of this is there's going to have to be some progress on the other side of this. This is a 2-11 team. They basically sold out. They got three max contracts, Maxey and B and Paul George. They filled this team. This is supposed to be a championship caliber team. If they don't nip this in the bud now, it's going to be a long season of a lot of losing with expensive contracts. So this is kind of seems like what needed to be done.
Yeah.
I think it's great. You got to hold if your best player, and that's the thing about, especially in the NBA, it feels like if your best player is doing all the right things, it makes it harder for everybody else to not do the right thing.
Yeah.
But if your best player is late to all the team functions,
people aren't going
to
take it as serious.
You know, especially the last dude on the roster is going to be like, well, Joel's not showing up. I'm not going to show up either.
Yeah.
I'm showing up late too.
I mean, I've always been under the impression in my life, like, I have to do all the right things to get to where you have to do all the right things when you're on top too.
You got to do all the right things when nobody's watching too.
Yes,
you know
exactly
what I'm saying? Like, I think sometimes, listen, no one's perfect.
No.
Scraby's half lying when he says he has to wait on it. I've gotten in here late before, and Scraby has given me the business. And in the moment, I might not allow him to believe that he's right. But deep down, I know he's right. I probably should be here a little bit earlier.
I always do the snarky thing, too, where you just walk in and I go, tap my watch.
It's annoying, but it's true. And you have to respect it. I think that's kind of all team building type deals. If you're not respecting other people's time, eventually it's going
to
be a problem.
Like if I was on the team bus waiting to go to the airport and someone wasn't on the bus and they're late again, it would really bother me. Now, would I say something? Maybe not. But
no, you
it would.
You would say
me.
Something in like a half joking matter, like,
like, oh, hey, I love sitting on the bus, you
man,
know?
I can't wait. Yeah, you say something along those lines,
man,
right?
Man, that was a great 15 minutes. I got my reading done. Thanks for being late.
That would definitely be you.
The referees in the NBA. We talked about this the other day, that they released these things saying that, oh, yeah,
I don't even know
wrong.
If this is the referees we should be mad at. I think it's the NBA we should be mad at.
Well, this is it. I mean, the Celtics' Jason Tatum, I guess, traveled before making a game-winning three the other day, and the referees came out saying that they missed a bunch in the last, like, minute of the game. Still doesn't matter. The game is still going to go down the way it did, and the Celtics win, but People are like, why do you keep doing this?
Here's the thing, and this is what we don't know. Yes, they put those reports out, and it gives off, like, so? Like, what can be done about it now? But we don't know if those reports are then hurting those referees on the backside. When it comes close to postseason play, are those reports factoring into who gets a chance to, not just that, but those reports plus whatever the statistics are they're looking at, does that all factor into who gets a chance to ref in postseason? If that is the case, I have less of an issue with it. Maybe they shouldn't. I think the issue is that they make those public. Like, just if you just send them out to the teams, they can find out. Because once you put it in the ether with us, we get to kind of make up all kinds of storylines behind it and how it's working and what's
that
affecting.
Referee does like he does like to call fouls for a certain team.
Exactly.
We're about to find out who the National League Manager of the Year is. I hate to say this. I've been so locked in. I don't know who the AL Manager. Oh, I think it's Pat Murphy.
I think it's Pat too.
Because he's just smiling. We can't really see anything.
He's the only one on the screen now, too. They took the other guys off. So.
This is kind of expected that Mike Schilt wasn't going to win it, but hey, first year with the Padres, up for manager of the year, wins 93 games.
I would have loved for Mike to win it, but I'm happy he's still in our organization because what was built on this year can be stacked on top of next year. It should be another fun ride. Mike Schilt finishes second. Pat Murphy, 27 first-place votes. Mike Schilt, 1. Carlos Mendoza, 1. Rob Thompson, 1.
Who is the one person that votes for Rob Thompson?
You can look that up, brother.
I'm right now.
Pat Murphy, 3 second-place votes. Mike Schilt, 19. Carlos Mendoza, 6. Torrey Lovello, 2. None for Rob Thompson. Mike Schilt with a 77 points on... how many points he got in that race. He
Mike McGarry.
From?
From
Texas?
Press of Atlantic City.
Ah, there it is.
But he's the Philadelphia chapter.
Okay.
So Bryce Miller, our guy, chose Schilt. He was the only first place
Stephen Vogt won the AL Manager of the Year.
Wow, some of these votes just like, what are you looking at? That we're, like, I don't know who, I've never heard of her, but Christina Carl voted Murphy, Torrey Lovello, and then Mike Schilt. Like, I don't understand how you can put Torrey Lovello second.
She has
Their team
vote.
Didn't make the playoffs.
She has a vote. She's the only opinion that mattered in that particular vote.
You know, I need a vote. How do I get a vote?
I don't think you need a vote, honestly.
I honestly do.
No, I think we would lose all credibility if you had a vote. I'm just saying.
Tyler said, we're number two. We're number two.
That's the way the crookie.
The crookie crumbles, everybody.
The crookie crumbles here in 2024. Let's get to break. 4 o'clock hour on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.